The risks predominantly relate to bradyarrhythmias and not tachyarrhythmias, because drugs such as digitalis, beta blockers, and calcium channel antagonists, when used correctly and not in toxic doses, will not cause any ventricular arrhythmias, but indeed could cause bradyarrhythmias, and this has to be observed for very carefully during long-term treatment. It is very important if one selects rate control that indeed you monitor the drug's effect on the rate. Patients who have a persistently high rate can develop a cardiomyopathy that can even lead to congestive heart failure and irreversible myocardial dysfunction. If this is picked up early enough, it is often reversible, if not entirely, certainly markedly so. Thus, it is critically important to be sure drug therapy is actually controlling the rate, and this is not appropriate with just a 12-lead electrocardiogram done in the office.